The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Dolchak of Ringgold. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Abe Dielman, Paige from Garwin.
Good morning. We may be few in number, but may we be mighty in the spirit this morning. Will you join me in prayer? Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning again, offering you thanks. Thanks for the weather, thanks for the spring, thanks for the sunshine, thanks for the new life that you bring forth every spring. Dear Lord, we ask this morning that you be with those who are traveling or traveled last night and will travel this weekend. Bring safety upon them, dear Lord. We also ask for those and the members of our body and families who having surgery or ill or recovering, be with them, dear Lord, all those who are not able to be with us. Dear Lord, we also ask for your blessing upon this first session of the 89th General Assembly as we strive to conclude our business and go home back to our regular jobs and our families, be able to spend more time enjoying the activities that we do in our daily lives. We thank you, dear Lord, for all of these blessings. May the grace and understanding and the peace that comes to us only through faith in your one and only given Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House Joint Resolution 12 by Eisenhart and others. A joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States relating to the rights of the people to a clean environment.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Judiciary. Are there announcements to come before the body? Seeing no announcements. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Representative Height, nice seersucker. Just wanted to point that out. I know there's not many people here today, but just wanted to put that one in the record books for you. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move the House adjourned until Monday, April 26th at 1 p.m.
Is there any other business to come before the House? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Dubuque. Representative Eisenhart, for what purpose do you seek the floor?
Am I in order for a point of personal privilege?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, staff, doorkeepers, pages. Thank you for this opportunity to make remarks on the occasion of Earth Day 2021, after a year in which many Iowans rediscovered the outdoors and our natural resource heritage, including our land, water, parks, trails, and recreational opportunities. I rise today in memory of Paul Johnson, who died on February 15th. Paul Johnson was an Iowa farmer from Winnesick County. He served as director of Iowa's Department of Natural Resources from 1999 to 2000, and as the chief of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service from 1994 to 1997. He also had been a state legislator serving in the Iowa House from 1985 to 1990. One of his colleagues, David Osterberg, upon his death was quoted as saying, "Good legislation needs good ideas, but mainly enough votes." Paul shared the good ideas with several legislators, Democrats and Republicans, but he could convince rural legislators to vote for strong environmental bills. Paul could get votes that no others could. As a result, we have the Groundwater Protection Act, the Energy Efficiency Act, the Resource Enhancement and Protection Program, and many other measures from that era. If you would indulge me, I would like to quote from some remarks that Paul Johnson made to the Iowa Environmental Council's annual conference in October of 2013, about the time the legislature was adopting the nutrient reduction strategy. It would be interesting to hear his perspective today, now that climate has become a focal point of discussion. According to Paul, and I took liberty in my edits here, it was a very long speech, and I have it down to 2 pages. Paul said, "We did REAP, we did energy efficiency, we did groundwater protection, and it was bipartisan, believe it or not. We really worked together. We had a unanimous vote on REAP in the Iowa House of Representatives. I think there were 98 members there that day, and everyone voted for it. I often think back on those times as some of the best times of my life. Sitting and listening this morning and this afternoon in 2013, I don't know about you, but I go back and forth, but mostly feel not very good. We've got so much to do, don't we? You look at all the problems we have, and you look at all the different ways to go about it, and there seems to be even a little bit of tension about, let's do it this way, no, let's do it that way. And it just gets kind of discouraging, for me anyway. I know we tend to be angry, and we want to get on with fixing things, but I think now and then we've got to stop and think about where we've come from, too. I'm getting to the age now where I'm spending a lot of time looking back." Paul Johnson said, "I was born out in Oakland, California, and spent my first 10 years there. In the last 3 or 4, I was able to get on the bus and go by myself to Lake Merritt to go fishing, where they were mothballing the destroyers at Treasure Island in the bay. I'd sneak over the fence, and I'd go out with my fishing pole and fish off the bow of the ship, and I'd look down and see my bobber down there. It was a dream for a kid. But I can still close my eyes today and see the raw sewage go by my bobber. Believe me, we have made some progress, and in fact, it took regulation to do it. Let's not kid ourselves. It worked. It's not perfect, though we've made tremendous progress. In the 1960s, I was a milkman on the south side of Chicago, and I'd picked up those bottles in the morning, and they'd be covered in soot, and I mean covered in soot. 50 miles from Chicago, you'd drive toward it and see an orange cloud over the whole city. We've made some progress. Let's give ourselves some credit. In 1985, the Farm Bill gave us an array of programs, from the Conservation Reserve Program to Conservation Compliance, the Wetland Reserve, shortly after that, the Wildlife Habitat Incentive Program, EQIP, and the Conservation Stewardship Program. These programs have done a lot of good, and it's true that they're expensive, but they're things that we really ought to be thankful for. Where are we going in agriculture, and how can we get agriculture and the environment together? I think that this is probably one of the biggest challenges we have in the world today. We've got some of the most advanced agricultural practices in the world in Iowa, and yet not all is right, is it? We do have problems. I would argue that we need to redefine agriculture. It's more than food and fiber and fuel. It's the care of all life. When you look at Iowa's 36 million acres and you look at a cornfield, your first impression is, wow, that's beautiful corn. But is it also a beautiful filter for the 32 inches of precipitation that falls on it every year? Is that soil functioning properly? Is it doing more than just holding the roots? Is it also filtering water, partitioning water, buffering water? Maybe we should share the responsibility a little bit. We are better positioned than anybody in the world today to give us an agriculture that this world's going to need. It isn't only about feeding 6 billion and then 10 billion and then 15 billion. That's part of it, but what's even more important is that it's a world that has life in it as well. The wide array of life that we've been so blessed with. Paul said he'd like to close, as he always does, with Aldo Leopold and the land ethic. This is the idea that the only way we're going to get there is that each one of us understands what land is. Land in the larger sense, not just the sand, silts, and clays, but soil, water, air, wildlife, plants and animals, and people, and how we can all be put together on that land, and how we can care for it. Leopold felt, you pass all the rules you want and you won't get there. You do all the voluntary you want and you won't get there. We need both. But even more than that, we need the hearts of people who love land and understand land. Leopold said, learn to understand land, and when you do, I have no fear of what you will do to it. And I know of many wonderful things it will do for you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the chance to help Paul Johnson be with us today in word and spirit. On the occasion of the introduction in this House, a joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Iowa relating to the right of the people to a clean environment. The joint resolution proposes an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Iowa relating to the right of the people to a clean environment. It's brief. Every person has the right to a clean and healthy environment, including pure water, clean air, ecologically healthy habitats, and the preservation of the natural, scenic, historic, and aesthetic qualities of the environment. The state shall not infringe upon these rights by action or inaction. The state's public natural resources, including its soils, waters, air, flora, fauna, climate, and public lands, are the common property of the people, including both present and future generations. As trustee of these resources, the state shall conserve, maintain, and restore these resources for the health and benefit of all the people. We offer this amendment to the Iowa Constitution in honor of the memory of Paul Johnson, an American champion for conservation of the earth, and with respect for our inheritance, that is the wealth of natural resources with which Iowa has been endowed, and with love and care for future generations of Iowans and the people of the world who look to us for faithfulness to the common good and leadership towards its achievement. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Seeing no further business come before the House, you all heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is adjourned.